Now, Jackie, you had culture shock, didn't you? Now, where was that?
Yeah, I suppose there's been lots of times when I felt a little bit strange about being in a new place. But I have very clear memory of feeling very, very disorientated on a trip to Cairo that we had.
You were in the old city, weren't you?
Yeah, so not only was I actually physically lost, although that wasn't a big thing really, but everything around me was unfamiliar.
What sort of things?
Well, the people, for example, there were lots of people all wearing completely different clothes to me. The transport, for example, that didn't seem to be like normal cars on the road. There were, you know, donkeys pulling carts and things like that. The shops, I didn't even know what people were selling. Everything was just unfamiliar, really.
It was a complete shock. Everything was very, very strange.
Yeah, and then I got hungry and I wanted something to eat. And I was really nervous because I didn't know where to go to eat, what the food was when I saw it.
You didn't recognise the
food.
No,
I didn't know how to eat it. And also,
you didn't know what to order, did you,
I suppose? I didn't know, or how to order it, Richard.
Yes.
And also, how much did things cost? I wasn't sure about the money. So there was a very particular time where I felt very uncomfortable.
Exciting, but also a little bit scary.
Exactly. Now, that was just a short trip, and I was glad it wasn't something I would have to experience every day. Now, Richard, you obviously have gone and lived in foreign countries and foreign cultures.
Many foreign countries.
For a long time, for long periods of time. Did you go through any kind of uncomfortable feelings like that?
Not really, no, I have to say. I enjoy the different cultures and the new experiences. I really enjoy those sorts of things. But interestingly, yeah, I do a lot of research, so I really know what to expect.
So you generally knew what to expect. You were prepared, I suppose, for the differences.
Yes, but I think you hit the nail on the head there with the food. That's the one thing you can never really expect, going to restaurants and ordering food. And, of course, the language is a problem. And whether you're going to like the food that you eat.
Yes, maybe of all the things that you miss when you go to a new place is the food, the comfort food that comes from your own home.
Yes. Yes, you often hear about expats. They need those home comforts, don't they? And that's especially food.
So what about you, the listeners? Have you been to a new place and experienced any kind of culture shock? And how did you deal with it?
It can be positive or negative.
We'd love to hear from you.